tell us more about this event.
Thank you, Sebit, for the opportunity of having us here. So Sip and Shop is basically about creating a platform for online businesses, like small businesses and all, to have a platform in which they can showcase their products and giving the clients chance to check on things physically. You know, when you're shopping online, you cannot get the opportunity of checking on things physically. So in Sip and Shop, we create that opportunity for our online business owners. So yeah, that's basically it.
What will we be sipping?
We'll be sipping water, soda, cocktails. Wine, cocktails.
So you basically go there, sit around, as you shop, you watch things, and of course having fun while shopping.
Exactly.
Eats also.
Great.
What is there?
Yeah, so tell us, why is this important?
Sip and Shop is important because if you don't have a shop and you're only viewing your products online in Sip and Shop, people will come from different ways to get to see your products. And in Sip and Shop, like different vendors come from different ways. They're all gathered in one place. So if, as a vendor, if you take a part of Sip and Shop event, you'll guarantee that people will definitely get to see your product.
Okay.
Or your service.
Oh, great. Catherine, you wanted to add something. Please go ahead.
It's also a chance for you to advertise your products. And also people never know about some vendors that will know them during that event.
Okay.
So it's more advertised. So also, like, you give your cards out and all of this.
All right. So it's more like, you know, just sharing ideas and, of course, networking at the same time.
Yes. Socializing.
Great. So where is this and when is it taking place, Benio?
sorry. Sip and Shop will take place this coming Sunday at Hamza Inn, starting 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hamza Inn is a very great ambience, as we all know. So make sure you all come to Sip and Shop.
Yes, and what are some of the, you know, likely items or things that we will be seeing when we get there?
Cosmetics, clothes, shoes, skincare products, African fabric, a lot of things.
Right. What should the people expect, or your customers expect when they come there?
They should expect that they will get everything, almost, not everything, everything, but almost whatever they're looking for. And I tell them not to worry, like Sip and Shop, it's fancy as it might seem. You can come with your 5K and you still can get something to buy in Sip and Shop and something to sip as well.
Right.
So no worries.
Who will be providing the shipping? So the customers come with their money to buy, of course, all the waters or the sodas.
Hamza Inn be providing foods and the shipping.
Okay, but of course you have to pay for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about a little about entrepreneurship. Why, I mean, as young people who are trying to go now, shopping online is a thing. Tell us if someone, like an advice for someone who really wanted to start these all businesses, but they're a little tied down with ideas, what will you tell them?
I'll tell them there's always a starting point. It started small, it started with struggling, it started with crawling, it started however way you think you can start it. But what matter is, it started now, as small as it is, and you'll get there.
You just have
baby steps.
And also when you start, always remember marketing is the key. Like, you have to market well. Marketing is the best for everything here. Without marketing, you cannot achieve anything also.
All right. And I understand this is the fourth edition. It has happened 3 times before, meaning. How has it been before? Tell us about those experiences.
Very good. Very good. The attendance is very good also. Like, people like the idea of this.
All right. And as, what is that one thing really you people want to tell us about this event, Sip and Shop? I mean, what idea? If someone is lazy out there, it probably is like, how do you convince them to come there? You have the platform here right now to tell them why they should come there.
I'll tell them that Sip and Shop, it's rather a social gathering. with shopping opportunity. Like, you can come and just chill, even if you don't want to shop, even if you don't have the money to shop for that day, you can just be in Hamza Inn, chill, relax, spend your Sunday, and you'll get to get the cards for all these vendors. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily that if you come to Sip and Shop you should buy that very day. You can get their contacts, you can get to know whatever they're selling. Mm-hmm. So when you're ready, you can just contact them and purchase whatever you want to purchase.
Great.
And actually, yeah, it's more socializing and a meeting point. You meet new people, you get to know who's doing this. Some people don't know, say Brown Box is selling this. Mm-hmm. Crystal is doing this fabric, like that.
All right. Yeah. Now, Emma, if I am a vendor out there and I'm just hearing this event right now and I want to participate, what do I do? What are the procedures?
You go right away to our IG page, Sip and Shop Juba. There's a link right there.
By IG, that's Instagram. Right? There are some people who are old school like me. I just learned about that.
IG is Instagram.
Okay, so tell us about the Instagram.
So there's a link whereby you can go and register online. We have an online form where you register. After registering, you'll get an M. Grush merchant code.
Mm-hmm. For payment,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we pay via M. Grush. So M. Grush will be there also. For those who don't have M. Grush account, you can be there to do your registration and enjoy using M. Grush.
All right. Yeah. Ladies, that's the time we have right now. So I'm just going to give you a chance to say your final messages and, you know, why we should go to this event. Let's begin with you, Catherine.
But before I say why you should come to this event, I need also to say the vendors, what you will expect there. Mm-hmm. The vendors will you see there. We have M. Grush, we have Brand Hub, Brown Box, Touch of Glam, Cassie Style, Kyoki Store, Nya Panama Fabric, Zindia, Unique Accessory Juba, Daja Beauty, Glow Beauty, Amimo Sen, Zamosha Crafts, Aromware Organic Skincare, Trisha Boutique, Sultana Sanctuary, Sipia Authentic Products, Crystal Fashion SD, and then Motec. These are all vendors going to be available in that day.
All right. In just less than 30 seconds now, since you've said a lot on that, your final remarks. Your final message. Let's begin with you, Catherine. Okay. Yes. One of you just say your final remarks. Catherine?
Don't miss. It will be a great event. Yeah, you have to come. You have to come and buy many things there. You know, we like these things of big shops here in Juba and malls. So it's an opportunity for you to come and see what's there. You get an idea. Skincare, cosmetic clothes, kids' clothes, everything is available there. Also, don't forget, like, it's a social point. You come and socialize. You get to know people. It's an opportunity to know people also. All in right. Business, also in market.
Thank you. Thank you. And Emma?
Yes, of course, Kathy mentioned it all. Mm-hmm. I would just say the same thing. Don't miss the opportunity of coming. As I mentioned earlier, you don't have to necessarily have a lot of USDs to come and shop with, but just make sure you come, get to know us, the organizers, get to know the vendors, get to know M. Grush, Brand Hub. You never know.
All right.
Also, yeah. People think that maybe Sip and Shop stuff, they are very expensive. Things are very affordable.
Okay.
Things are there in SSP, you pay SSP or USD. Things are very affordable. Right. This is what I want to say.
All right, ladies, Emma and Catherine, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time here and see you on Sunday.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Ebit, for having us. Don't miss it.